BBC News with Marion Marshall. President Obama has said his first talks with the Republican president-elect, Donald Trump, were wide-ranging and covered both domestic and foreign policy. The president said he wanted Mr. Trump and his wife to feel welcome and would do everything possible to help them succeed. Mr. Trump said they discussed many situations, some wonderful and some difficult, and he was looking forward to many more meetings with Mr. Obama during the transition period. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said he's happy to talk about renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement if the United States wants to do so. Mr. Trump had been fiercely critical of the deal, which sets out trade rules between the United States, Canada and Mexico. The United Nations says that the last food rations it's been able to deliver to rebel-held eastern Aleppo in Syria are now being distributed. The humanitarian coordinator Jan Egeland says there will be nothing to hand out next week unless the UN can resupply. Prosecutors at the International Criminal Court have accused a Congolese rebel leader of interfering with witnesses in an attempt to influence the outcome of his war crimes trial. They say lists of Bosco Ntaganda's phone calls showed he was coaching defence witnesses and obstructing prosecution investigations. The New York restaurant worker, suspected of injuring 30 people in two bomb attacks in September, has appeared in court. Ahmed Khan Rahimi is accused of detonating two homemade bombs in the neighbourhoods of Chelsea and New Jersey. A new species of dinosaur has been identified from an almost complete fossil found in China. It was preserved raising its beaked head with feathered wings outstretched in the mud it was mired in 72 million years ago. It's part of a group of advanced bird-like feathered dinosaurs called Oviraptorosaurs and has been named Muddy Dragon on the road to heaven. BBC News.